ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Official announcement dog Archie here to say thank you for checking out last week's video and coming back for some more hot reactions here today. Enjoy this video and then make sure to come back next week as we get back to some more normal videos.
Okay, I'm already at a nope on this one, but... Oh yeah, I'm already on a nope. Kids dancing?
This feels like one we're going to have to mute.
Yeah, probably.
Yep, X-Files theme right there.
It's just distinct enough that they can't strike you. 40 seconds, which means it's going to be really random.
What could go wrong in 40 seconds?
A lot. We've seen it already.
So, I know it's not a mirror, but I don't like that this doorway looks like a mirror.
Yeah, it's definitely weird and upsetting.
So these two are just dancing, just having a time. What? Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, good girls.
It's a weird hallway.
It is a very weird hallway. I don't know about that last part, but I want to...
There's a lot to unpack there.
So it's two different videos. They're in different clothes in both.
That one getting picked up is a little weird.
That one's very weird. Same place, different clothes.
Yeah.
But when she gets picked up, this girl down here on the bottom, like, starts freaking. And then they get up and run.
And that one, go back a little bit on that one, when she leans forward, like before she gets dragged away. Back. See, she leans forward. That's what's weird to me.
Yeah.
It's not that she was dragged away, because that is weird, but she leans forward. Okay.
Forward.
The foot just off screen here. If you go back, you can see that it clearly gets pulled back. Watch carefully right here in this bottom right corner. See?
Oh, yeah. So she goes forward, then the foot gets pulled back.
Yeah. Which, and then that is just why.
Yeah.
B because of that in particular, that ending piece, it feels staged.
Same thought.
Like, the first two parts, you could have easily had it as legitimately just creepy things that happen in your house.
Yeah.
But the fact that the kid then does that intentionally weird bear crawl walk and then literally still in the bear crawl knocking on the door, like, that seems very much like, we can do some creepy things, let's do it.
Yeah. And like, especially the lifting up part of the first one.
Yeah, it could be someone just behind picking them up.
Yeah. And it's like, we've talked about it before, you know, especially malevolent spirits, if they're strong enough, they can mess with people, pull them, slap around stuff, but that one just, I don't know, especially the bear crawl at the end.
If it didn't have that, I could have completely bought in that it was completely, like, legitimate, terrifying spiritual encounters, but something about that bear crawl at the end takes all that credibility and makes me go, I don't think it's real.
The bear crawl looked too natural.
Exactly, like, the kid found out they can do it, and they had too much fun, and they always like doing that, and they like freaking out their friends by doing it, too.
Yeah. If you're going to stage a video, don't go overboard, you know? If you want to try to make it look real, don't go overboard. Let's see what this one is.
What's in that... What? I am struggling to understand the... Oh, okay. That's a quicker.
10 seconds?
I doubt there's any real audio on this one.
Yeah, where is
it? That short? No, there's no way. There's... What's in it? I love the terrible grammar.
What are those? So this is clearly video of like a CCTV or a security camera.
Yeah, do we?
Like you're watching it because you can see their phone recorded. So they're recording from their phone on a computer or a video. But what the hell is that? Probably from Appalachia.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there. They have a lot of weird shit. So, like, at first, like, let me see if I could try to pause it. So, like, I'm like, is the security camera or whatever just glitching and, like, it's a person walking? But, like, the gate is so...
I would say the gate is very odd.
And, like, it almost looks like it has three legs. Like, the way, like, it contacts the ground. Here, here, and here.
And that foot itself doesn't look normal. It looks like two big toes or three big toes. It looks like it has a limp in the way it walks.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on here.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of old, very well done and faked footage of homunculus.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the old... it was a longer series that was from a Russian YouTube account. It was creating a homunculus, and the person came out and admitted that they did it all with like video editing, and they did really good job, but it was believable. But its body shape reminds me of the homunculus, where it's got like this awkward, where the leg kind of goes out and back in an unnatural kind of state with multiple toes kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of shape and hunched over head, arm. I would say if you go back, if you just see, you got the big head hunched over, the weird gait, and long arms. Yeah. It just reminds me of that old school thing. And it's very possible that it could be just, you know, something that a lot of people don't understand about videos and video recording is that there are technical glitches that happen all the time. Yeah. And it's not necessarily signs of spirits or anything, but legitimately there's some weird stuff out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of thing that a CCTV caught.
Yeah.
But definitely there was some editing technological like noise on it that made it difficult to watch. But oh boy, only in Appalachia. We just talked about this.
And this one says original sound, so it might be okay.
Well, we'll go for it.
Appalachia is not a place humans were supposed to live.
And yet, here we are.
We like to push that boundary.
Going out here by myself. I like the stars.
Me too.
Weird stuff. I've been hearing weird stuff out here, so. Yep. Yep, there it is. Mm-hmm. Time to go. Time to go. Time to go.
I've heard a lot of animal sounds.
That's a donkey bray. It's not a regular donkey bray, but it's a donkey bray.
That
definitely sounds like a mountain hag.
Yeah.
Like it definitely sounds like some kind of tortured soul for sure. But yeah, there's a little bit of the donkey bray in there, and I know that that's partly where some of the legends of like witches and whatnot that scream and cackle and cry in the night. I know that that's one of those original locations where that comes from, is the sound of a donkey braying. Because, you know, we're humans and humans are not the smartest. So,
no.
This is above the original sound here. So, yeah, it could be. Could be real, could be just a bunch of donkeys just. That was my best donkey impression.
When you're backpacking and it's 6:30 a.m.
Oh, God.
Hear this.
We're frozen here. Because that doesn't sound like coyotes. Got something.
We might need to.
Are they getting closer to us? No?
Do I have to turn up a little bit?
I think we're going to have to turn the volume on this guy up. Crank this one. Oh. Let's see. If this guy has any extra volume, we can turn up a little bit, not much. We'll try this here first. But we might just have to turn the volume on this guy and deal with the audio.
We're frozen here. Because that doesn't sound like coyotes.
All right. Andrew and editing will deal with the double noise. We gotta hear it.
We're frozen here. Because that doesn't sound like coyotes. They got something. A biker just went that way, and the sound got worse.
Hmm. Any thoughts?
I gotta try to hear it better. I'll pass them to you here in a sec. Give me something.
We're frozen here. Because that that doesn't sound like coyote. We got something. That doesn't sound
definitely not coyotes.
They got something. Are they getting closer to us? No.
That's a weird howl too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no bueno. You can hear a lot more of the house with the headphones on.
We're frozen here. Because that doesn't sound like coyotes. They got something. Biker just went that way, and the sound got worse.
I rescind my thought.
My thought is, the hike's over.
Yes, hike your 6:30 a.m. hike is over. You need to leave. What's interesting is they're very echoey. Deep.
Yeah.
So my initial thought was direwolf, because that is legitimately something that has existed, we know existed, we have fossil record for, but we don't know when they officially went extinct. And there have been sightings of abnormally large, dark colored wolves in remote areas for decades now. So that was my first thought. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, me neither. Don't go near it.
Yeah. I want to know why you let a biker go in that direction.
Yeah. Sure told the guy, hey, something's down there.
Hey, sounds like there's, even if you know it's not coyotes, because it doesn't sound like coyotes, you still should have been like, hey, it sounds like some kind of wolves or something that's down that way. You might not want to go down that path.
Don't do it.
And then if he went by on his own, then fine. Oh, boy. Nope. That's already a nope for me.
Did they give us a reaction to react? I'm fine with it.
I'm already on a no on this one.
Yeah, this is going to be a very fast one, because I feel like, you know, we obviously got to get out of there before his thing kicks, but
All right, so Audrey found this secret hatch in her basement.
Yeah, I've always been terrified by what's behind it, and I noticed that there's a crawl space here.
Right.
So I think we should take
it off. I agree.
Dude, there's like some weird ass shit in there.
You went back up.
Okay, I'm in. Oh, that hurt, dude. I slammed my knee.
Oh, that's like a
what's an altar? Yeah,
layer. A crystal ball.
That's an altar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a selenite sphere. Yeah.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
Dude, it's in like the form of a star, like a pentagram thing.
Hello, buenas tardes. The thing about a crawl space, right? Two words put together, crawl space, a space in which you crawl. There's two things that crawl. Demons, babies. Sometimes it's the same thing. But I'm going to stay upstairs in the walking space con tus abuelas y tus tías and everybody. Have a good time. But anyway, Representative Latinos Against Spooky Shit. And for somebody that's like, oh, this thing creeps me out, you were very eager to get in there. Okay, now look at you. You've uncovered a warlock's phylactery. So my recommendation for this one, first of all, we got to do better as a people. Secondly, you're never going to listen to Audrey again. And third, you're going to take a huevo, rub it on her head, sana, sana, colita de rana. You got to chuck them in there, okay? And then you're going to get el primo, the one that has a totally legitimate and very licensed and insured business for drywall. And you're going to patch this up. You're never going to think about it again. In the drywall, in the spackle, you're going to put some beaks, poquito de tajin, the lime one, preferably. And we're going to forget this ever happened. Dios los bendiga, best of luck. Take care of yourself. If you heard it, no, you didn't. You fucking Bob the Builder out here looking in.
Okay. Go follow Latinos Against Spooky Shit. That guy is amazing.
Oh my God. That was the uplifting part we needed after the last few.
But I don't know if I can say any better than him.
Yeah, right. To double down on what he said.
No!
No! If you find a mysterious crawl space in your house, do me a favor. Patch it up. Leave it alone. Buy some Flex Seal. Flex that thing up so nothing's getting out of there. You don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, and if you see anything that looks like an altar, don't even leave the room. You don't want to mess with something else's altar.
Yep.
And especially something like it. Whoever's altar that was had to climb up through the crawl space and drop down. That's not a normal person doing that.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Second thing, in general, if you find an altar or a bed or food stuff or anything that looks like a human being has spent time in your crawl space or anywhere else, you need to call the police and have them investigate, because I kid you not, it seems like a ridiculous thing that doesn't happen, but it does happen, people. People will live inside walls, and it's creepy as all heck, and you don't deal with it. You call the cops, you get it handled, you get a professional in there. If it's not a living person living there, call an exorcist, call a spiritualist, call a Reiki master, call someone that can cleanse that thing, because you don't want to deal with it.
That's a duplicate one.
Yep, we've seen that one.
The other one I skipped, it was like over 2 minutes long.
Oh, come on. We can do it.
We.
Gotta check out the 2 minute one. Oh, okay. Bruja. Witch. That much I know of Spanish. Do we have a fairly large Latin population that you watch us? I think I'm picking up on something. Buenos dias. Welcome. We appreciate it.
Thank you for trying to look out for us. Let's see what the sound is here.
Bruja se subió arriba de mi camioneta. Se quería llevar a mi duende Tachito.
Hey, déjalo. No, no se lo han llevado, pero ya lo bajaron. Ya le bajaron las pilas. Mira, se está asomando, ¿ya ves?
¡Ey!
¡Déjalo! ¡Herria! Mira cómo se queda viendo. ¡Ey, déjalo! Mira, malvada bruja. Cruz sacra, sin mijilux, don draco, sin mijilux. Va de retro satana, nunca el suali, mijibana, sumale, cualiba, siche, venena, vivas. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, yo te destierro de este lugar.
Amén.
Yo te pido que te alejes en el nombre de mi Padre Dios y la Santísima Trinidad. In nominis patri, et filis, in spiritu santi. Amén. Hey.
¡Bájate de ahí!
Déjale, aviento las 12 verdades, viejo.
Aviéntaselas, aviéntaselas.
A ver si la tumbamos, güey. Aguanta. Entreténganmela ahí, güey.
Es que no lo va a poder abrir.
¿Eh?
Está viendo cómo abrirlo, pero sí le cerraste.
En nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Los 12 apóstoles, las 11 vírgenes, los 10 mandamientos, los 9 meses, las 8 angustias, las 7 palabras, los 6 candelabros, las 5 llagas, los 4 santos evangelios,
las tres divinas personas, las dos tablas de Moisés y la santa casa de Jerusalén donde Jesucristo vive y reina por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. La santa casa de Jerusalén donde Jesucristo vive y reina, las dos tablas de Moisés, las tres divinas personas, los cuatro santos evangelios, las cinco llagas, los seis candelabros, las siete palabras, las ocho angustias, los nueve meses, los diez mandamientos, las once vírgenes, los doce apóstoles, cruz sacra, sin mijidux, non draco, sin mijidux, va de retro satana, un cuanzual y vigivana, sumale cuailiva, siche venena vivas, retrocede, retrocede, retrocede. Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo. Bendita eres entre todas las mujeres y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, la Señora por nosotros los pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Amén. ¡Déjenlo!
How many are there? Well. I don't know where you're driving. Don't go there ever again. First off, if those are witches, I don't know what's up with them.
Witch climbed on top of my truck. She wants to take my elf taquito.
Just let her have the
taco. I don't know what that part means, but I figured most of it out already before the English translation.
If we're talking about taquito, like, you know, like food item.
Not like that.
Let him have it. All right.
Woo!
No Takis are worth dying over. And then that second one out of nowhere too. Like you know. Yeah. No, those are some evil demon witches, and
yeah, just don't deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Don't drive there anymore.
Anymore.
Heading over to Instagram.
Oh. I still want to watch that 2-minute one.
Yeah, maybe we'll come back around to it.
Oh no. I don't like that. I'll never be able to sleep again after seeing this. I am never going to financially recover from this. Oh, nope. Find a new home.
I'm already out of bed.
That's all I can say.
Plus, what kind of psychopath sleeps with an actual wall clock above their bed? This is nothing for that to fall and hit you on the head. No wonder this ghost is trying to pull you out of there.
That was not the reaction I was expecting, but fair enough.
Yeah, ghost is freaky, but you know what? That clock's a weird guy. It goes to saying, get out of bed. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
If you faked it, good on you. If you didn't, find a new home.
You find a new home and a new clock.
That's all I got for you.
New bed, new clock. Stop sleeping with clocks above your bed. What are you doing?
Andrew's going to die on this hill.
Don't do that. How much walls shake and stuff? Oh, especially if you got like demons there ripping you out of bed, that clock's gonna fall and hit you on the head.
That's fair.
Did I come to the same video? Hopefully not. Nope, different.
Oh, wonderful.
Alright, so when it already starts, we'll have to let it play through to make sure we didn't miss anything in the beginning. I don't think we did.
No. It just started moving.
Take the baby! Is this the basketball family?
I don't know, but she beat it off with an umbrella. It might be!
It's the basketball family! Oh. You guys just leave the house. Like, move out of there.
That's the same room where the basketball happened. I can tell by the couch.
Yeah.
Nope. What? Nope. Something flowed. Whoa. Nope. Yeah. Yeah, kid. There's the basketball. Hope it just hits him in the face. Oh! Help, took his headset. Yeah, that's a follow-up. We got some continuity. We got lore.
Awesome. Awesome. If these are real and you're that family or you know basketball kid,
leave the hell
out of that house.
It's not safe. Oh my god.
Get out. Get out. Why are you still there? Why'd you leave the baby?
That was probably the funniest thing ever. Went back for the kid and then went, nope, I'm out of here. The mother had to come back in and beat off the spirit with an umbrella. Yeah, the sheet on the spirit, that was terrifying.
Yeah, that is
Nope, just back away and stop looking. I don't like that. That setup is not a great setup.
Oh, poor baby.
Traumatized.
I bet the guy sleeps with the clock above his bed with that family, too. We'll see him pop back up sometime.
Oh my gosh.
I'm happy just to get Scrollbox back.
It's freaking weird.
Nope.
Yeah, no. If you have a door like that in your house.
Oh my god! So I just moved into this house and I found this little room right here.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
And every time at night I keep hearing noises from the closet.
If you came here to kill me, clap your hands. Well, that wasn't clapping your hands. That was more like just look
out to my hotel room and immediately see this. You see that line under the door?
What hotel do you stay at?
Yes. Maybe it's some kind of service. What? Smuggling, sir? What is this?
That's a body taking hold. Nope.
This is crazy. This is a hotel.
I'm out.
Let's stick it all the way in.
Nope, I'm out. I'm out. What's that? Fuck that. No. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
No. Stop looking in your crawl spaces.
Woo.
If you buy a house and it's got one of those, you're getting a contractor and you're having it taken care of.
I'm hiring a person to seal it up.
100%.
My heart kept dropping every single one of those.
Yeah, no, it's not. Mm-mm.
There are very few things in this world that actually deeply terrify me, and that's one of them.
Yeah, not playing around with that kind of stuff. Oh, that's a nice looking kid.
This would freak me out, too. Yeah, that kid would freak me out. No.
That's a freaking kid.
That kid's actually quite adorable. If I can avoid any more basements, I'd be happy.
Cheese. What you doing? What you see? What?
Papa.
Lucy? Who are you saying hi to? Who are you saying hi to? Dude, you need to stop that. You're freaking me out. Come on.
Well, to be fair, kids are more susceptible and more open to the world beyond and things of that nature. It has to do with the innocence and receptiveness to that energy. So the fact that he said Papa, I'm guessing he had a grandfather who passed away.
That's what I'd say, too.
So that's a very sweet one. But yeah, I can understand why it's terrifying, because it's like, as an adult, you're like, I don't see anything there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Definitely got to be Grandpa chilling out there.
Something.
He's talking to, and, you know, just creeping out the mom.
Yeah, usual.
All right, this one's paranormal caught on video.
We're going to Reddit this time.
We're all over the paranormal social media spectrum. Let's full screen it.
Oh, no. No. I've seen this one. Something about her screaming in slow motion is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh. Right response.
Is it taking him up the wall? Yeah, it is. That's... not normal.
No.
First lady, get a guy that doesn't scream like a little girl.
Lizzie! Lizzie!
Outside of that, all those are terrifying. All those are terrifying experiences.
Yeah.
I think the scariest one to me would be the warehouse girl.
Right? Big, that was the one I was thinking too.
Big, open, bright space.
Yeah.
Nothing can go wrong. Everything goes wrong.
I absolutely, though, love that one is by far, if any of those were fake, that was the hardest one to fake.
Yeah. 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 It for sure was, because she was in an open area.
Yeah. You could see every part of her very clearly visible. It was different. Oh, England.
He's at Paranormal Activity for 10 years?
Oh, boy.
Hopefully nothing bad.
Right? I was just, hopefully it's
been 10 years, obviously it hasn't spooked him enough to leave.
Oh, fish tank.
Little fish tank over there. Maybe it's a turtle.
This is a video my friend sent me.
Move the crisp. Whoa! Whoa!
Move to Chris.
His name's King Smithy. He lives down south. And he's lived in his flat for 10 years. And as you can see, he is experiencing paranormal activity.
Did move the bag of chips.
Or
Chris, for our UK viewers.
Oh, shit.
This video he sent me. He's asking the entity to move the crisp packet. And at the end, I've zoomed in and slowed down. It freaks me out that you can actually see where this ghost is pushing it. It like indents the packet. No, that's just freaking out.
Hello.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm zooming in.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Can you see how it pushes in?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So that's the first time it moves. And this is the second time when it gets proper yeeted.
It gets properly yeeted?
I mean, that's the only fair use I've heard of yeeted.
That's the only way I'm using yeeted from now on.
Yeeted.
It was properly yeeted.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
Ghost is playing with the chips. I would love to see more from this guy.
Oh, for sure.
Experiences. But that was pretty awesome, especially when she zoomed in to show the bag being indented.
Right, the actual indentation. Oh, that was so cool.
Okay, back there.
That was a very short. It's a 2-second clip.
Why not? Hold on. That's an amoeba. So it walks and shuffles like a person?
I was going to say like a penguin, but...
Yeah, but it's like see-through?
Yeah. That's its design.
It looks like the head of the Flatwoods Monster.
Yes! Yeah, it's got this long, slender body in the middle. It's little, like,
what is...
dumpy little U feet. These big-ass Sam Squanch arms that look like hair going around the either side.
It just waddles away. I don't know what the hell that is. Where do you live?
Right?
Why is the middle of it see-through? Unless it's not, it's just got a stick torso.
And that's why I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me.
I don't know what that thing is. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
That's something interesting.
That... My guess is Appalachia.
Usually good safe bet.
Don't know what that thing is. At all. Now, if they had listed that as a skinwalker, I'd almost be willing to give them that one over the other one. I have no idea what that thing is. They all conjured some sort of Slender Man thing. This is a security camera footage, it says.
Hmm?
Yeah. Kid's bed gets moved and, that'd be enough to make me leave the room.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't know where they are. Some sort of dorm room, it looks like. I'd make some sort of offering to appease.
Right.
The spirit, so it doesn't do more than just move your bed around. But, you know. 10 out of 10 creepy. Ooh, we got some mall security footage here.
Woo! Definitely going to terrify me.
All right.
Because I got a brand new pair of rose skates.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Man, I think it's supposed to move on its own.
Cause I got a brand new pair of rose skates.
Oh shit, now it's picking up speed.
I think that's them speeding up the footage.
Yeah.
So that thing went for easily minutes, if not hours.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
That is, and I mean, I don't know how those things work, but that's not easy to fake.
No, because look, that thing starts and it moves it, but it was already in the stop position.
Yeah. So Ghost wanted to take that thing for a ride. I'm assuming a ghost child. Could be a ghost Gordo.
Man, it's hard to tell.
It is kind of humorous, though.
It is. It is.
It's humorous because you're not there.
Yeah.
If you're watching this from a CCTV,
oh, God.
Like, you're like, this is... Look at this video. If you're in the mall at that point, though, you're freaking the shit out.
Oh, yeah. As someone who's worked surveillance, let me tell you, if I was seeing that on a surveillance footage, I'd immediately be looking at my supervisor and be like, can I leave? I don't want to be here.
So we got one more here.
The two-minuter.
Yeah, right around 2 minutes, but we still have some time here. We can do this. And I might cut this episode into two. And you can have 2 45-minute episodes of Reacts.
Mm.
Or 1 90-minute episode, whatever you want. I'm not your parents. I can't tell you what to do.
That's true.
So, I'm babysitting and I just found the creepiest thing ever. Let's see if it is the creepiest thing.
Guys, I'm babysitting and I just found
I used to have a couple of those in my house.
Look at this.
My mom used to have those dolls, but it sounds
oh my God. No, but what is it? It's so creepy.
Remember the pink beanie? Mine. Yeah, all right, I'll remember
it. Freaking me out. Is this real hair? Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh God.
It looks a little more real than the one before.
I just came in.
But the jingle bells.
Another one. Oh my gosh.
It's a Do you remember those things?
Oh my God.
Why There's a reason.
Why would anyone have this in their house? Honestly, it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, it has another bell.
You're going to hear them.
Oh my God. Guys, guess what, Bayer?
I saw it.
The light starts going insane. Let me show you. Okay, wait, Frank, this is literally just happening a second ago.
Whoa.
Max? Couldn't I be out of bed?
Nope.
I think I'm just going to get him a go because it's really freaking me out. Guys, I'm babysitting and I just found the creepiest thing. Look at this. What is that? Oh my God. No, but what is it? It's so creepy. It's freaking me out. Is this real hair? Oh my God, and look. Guys, I just came in to make dinner, and look what I found. Another one. Oh my gosh. It's a boy this time.
Oh my God.
Why would you, look at that. Why would anyone have this in their house? Honestly, it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, it has another bell. Oh my God. Guys, guess who I am? The light starts going insane. Let me show you. Okay, wait, Frank, this is literally just happening a second ago.
Yeah, that's something.
What?
Max? Couldn't I be out of bed?
I know what they are, but I can't think of what they're called.
I think they're like 10 out dolls or something.
And then there's the beetle.
Wow. That's 100% accurate. Time out dolls.
Told you.
Yeah, that's... substantially creepy.
I remember my mom had a few of those dolls for her clowns kits and stuff like that, so we had them in the house, and they are weird. Not really sure why they were ever a thing. It's a weird decoration, but humans are weird. Ugh. Not a fan. If you're in a house with any of those, and, like, you think they are moving, I would just move them into one room and lock that door. I would just kick them out.
r/nostalgia timeout dolls. And I absolutely love one of the things I saw before coming onto there was legitimately grandma's decorate with some creepy ass shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wow.
No. That was fun. We saw some interesting things there.
Yeah. Definitely glad we saved the 2-minute one for last.
Yeah. Alex, any of those videos stand out to you? Any of them you're going to be taking home with you thinking about for a while?
The timeout doll one, definitely, for sure. The basketball.
Like, bod. Oof.
But I also got to go back to our very first one, the fridge slamming.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable, should I say. Not fun, not good, enjoyable.
I agree. I liked them. They were fun. That was fun. If you guys enjoyed that, let us know. If you didn't enjoy it, let me know too, because I have no idea if we'll do another one of these. It'd be fun too. It was a lot of fun, especially if we can get it to work with Tyler on as well. But I think that does it for today. Hopefully next time we have Tyler back. If not, we'll be bringing you something else cool, because I do have some minor topics we can talk about. But that does it for today's fun reaction episode. Alex, any final words you want to throw out to anybody?
If you know someone that has timeout dolls, just get rid of them.
Get rid of the timeout dolls and get rid of your crawl spaces.
Yep. Yes. No crawl spaces.
None of that stuff. But thanks for tuning in. Come back next time for some more. Oh, boy.
A Reddit post for timeout dolls. Just the text saying, it's a faceless demon waiting for you to sleep so it can steal your face. Made me laugh. It's accurate, but
that is accurate from what we just saw. But come back next time and stay in the light.
Yes.